Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1554, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy day after Thanksgiving Friday for those of us in the US, and welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. Now, if you're wondering about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode of each month. That's where I tell you my long story of how I got into this field and all of that background information. Now, before I get to today's question, I definitely want to remind you to please send in your questions. It's my favorite part of the show. I'm so grateful to everyone who's already sent in a question. There's probably something you saw or read or heard about that you're like, I'm not quite sure if that's true. If it's about fitness, diet, and nutrition, stress, whatever, ask me. And in fact, to quote Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones, timely quote, I know, a wise man once said that you should never believe a thing simply because you want to believe it. So again, if you're not sure about something health-related, definitely send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Vern writes, can moderate to high repetitions help build mass on par with heavy weight but fewer repetitions? Now, I should also mention that the listener sent a link to a blog where the author cited studies that looked at building muscle mass using lighter weights but higher repetitions. Now, before I get into it, first, thank you, Vern, for sending me your question, and thank you for sending me the link to the article that you read. It actually helped me understand where the author of that article was coming from. Now, whenever I talk about exercise programming, I always like to reference the American College of Sports Medicine. That's because they do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to looking at published studies and making exercise recommendations based on these studies. Oh, and did you catch my pun? I said the American College of Sports Medicine does the heavy lifting? All right, I'll stop. Now, when it comes to building muscle mass, those in the field of exercise science have a special term for this. They call it muscle hypertrophy. Now, besides just wanting to sound fancy, there's actually a reason why we use this term in exercise science. Hyper simply means a lot of something, and trophic means growth. So hypertrophy simply means lots of cell growth. And in this case, we want lots of muscle cell growth. And as it turns out, the American College of Sports Medicine has specific exercise programming recommendations to increase muscle hypertrophy. So here's what they say. When performing resistance training with weights, try and pick a weight you can safely lift 8 to 12 times before having to put it down and rest. So, using exercise science lingo, we'd say perform 8 to 12 repetitions. So what they're saying is, if you want to build bigger muscles, which is also known as increasing your muscle mass, which is also known as stimulating muscle hypertrophy, aim to lift a weight in a moderate repetition range. So don't go super low with your reps, but don't aim to perform too many either. Now, let's compare this with the advice of using a lighter weight and performing more repetitions. For example, instead of performing 8 to 12 repetitions before setting the weight down, try to lift the weight 15 or more times before resting. The American College of Sports Medicine says this is perfectly fine to do as well. They just admit that you'll end up using your muscles in a different way. Instead of building muscle hypertrophy, you'll build more muscular endurance. Muscular endurance is a little different than hypertrophy. Think of muscular endurance like this. How many sit-ups can you do before you have to stop? Now, you don't necessarily have to have ginormous abs to be able to perform a lot of sit-ups. If the ab muscles are used to being worked for long periods of time, then they have muscular endurance, but they don't need to be super big to have muscular endurance. Now, what if you had to hold a heavy weight across your chest while you performed the sit-ups? Would you be able to perform as many? Probably not. This extra weight would force your muscles to adapt. The ab muscles weren't used to lifting this weight. Now, this adaptation by adding the weight can lead to hypertrophy of those ab muscles. Okay, so how can I build more muscle mass? Well, according to the American College of Sports Medicine, if you want more muscle hypertrophy, you're going to want to add weight to your repetitions. Now, here's the deal. In order to truly maximize muscle growth, muscle gains, and getting that ripped, sinewy look, here's what we have to do. We have to incorporate all of these forms of training. We have to spend some time lifting lighter weights for more repetitions, like in a 15 repetitions or more range. Then, after training like this for a while, say 3 weeks, we'll want to again mix things up and lift heavier weights. But instead of lifting these heavier weights 15 or more times, we'll only want to lift it 3 to 5 times before setting the weight down and resting. Then, after training with these heavier weights at the lower repetition range for, say, another 3 weeks, we'll mix things up again and train in the hypertrophy range where we perform 8 to 12 repetitions before resting. We'll then continue to mix things up every now and then to continue to force our muscles to adapt over time. So it's not necessarily all about following a lighter weight, higher repetition program all of the time. What's really going to help with muscle hypertrophy is mixing things up. Performing higher reps with lighter weights is a great starting point, don't get me wrong. But then, after doing that for a little while, mix things up and start to lift heavier weights. Now, in case all of this sounds like too much information, I'm going to have the OLD team post a helpful graphic on our website. Now, the graphic will also mention how many sets to perform using those repetition ranges, as well as how long the rest periods should be, which is not something I got into. I'll give you an example. When you lift heavier weights, a longer rest period between sets is usually recommended to help your body recover for the next heavy lift. So again, instead of having to memorize everything that I'm saying right now, we'll post a graphic on the OLD website.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you again so much for the question, Vern. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played and heard on an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.